If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Optilux Wellness Center. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, she's back for another dazzling performance. And again, you can see her as we stream and you can listen to it live. Metropolitan Window video screen, kdkradio.com. Click on KDK Watch or our YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed, you need to. KDK 100.1 FM, AM 1020. And on the Odyssey app, which is a free app, you can download it and get it on your phone, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's all about regenerative cellular therapy, designated there for you every day at the Optilux Wellness Center in New Kensington. So, how about the holidays? We give people the gift of being pain-free, right?
Yeah, how about that? That's a good idea.
Feel a lot better, wouldn't they? Be able to do all the things they need to do.
Yep. I already have people asking, can we do a gift certificate? You know, they want to do their mom or dad or their spouse. I have people coming in, is it next week is Thanksgiving? We ended up scheduling an entire regen day the day before Thanksgiving on Wednesday because we had people coming in from out of town to visit family. And we had a couple of them that were like, hey, could we do that stuff you guys are always talking about? We're like, yeah. So it's going to be a busy holiday season. I think that, you know, people are kind of tired of the stuff. And this is something that will actually change your family member's life. You're going to spend this kind of money on them anyhow, very likely. And instead, you can help rebuild a knee or a hip or a shoulder. Give them the gift of being able to sleep well or to be out of pain, and not temporarily, to actually have a solution. So I think that it's interesting. It's catching on. Of course, you know, every year you kind of get the word out a little bit more and a little bit more. And so this year it's come, you know, to the point where people are actually asking us now about gift certificates for Regen Med.
Well, so listen how I make all this fit. One thing that they do at the Optilux Wellness Center in New Kensington, they're big into the community. Holiday season is just about upon us, and it's going to be a very special thing that's happening. And I know she wants to take a little bit of time to take care of some neighbors when we begin this hour before we get down to the business of regenerative cellular therapy and stem cell therapy and that PRP treatment that could change your life. Go ahead, Jess.
You know, a gentleman came into our office, and, you know, we're in a business area, so people walk in from time to time to sell us things and whatnot. And this one guy came in, and he had a flyer, and he was so excited. So, of course, then I wanted to know more. And it was a Letters to Santa Light Up Night event in New Kensington. There are a lot of needs around the world. I get it. But in our little town in New Kensington, these folks have decided to take this project on. And we've always had great Christmas things. But this is a newer one, an add-on. And it's going to be at the Roy Hunt Gymnasium on Alcoa Drive. It is supposed to be set for Saturday, November 29th, so the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And they're doing, you know, the whole photos with Santa, and there's going to be a DJ and all the sorts of fun stuff for the whole family. But one of the things I thought was super special that was different, I don't know why it caught my eye when he said it, but he said they had so many people show up last year. They were taken back. It was their first year doing this last year.
Nice.
And there's a lot of children with autism, with ADD, with just sensory disorders. And he found that in standing back and watching the room and watching the event go down, that those kids needed their own special segment of this. Because, of course, every parent wants to give their child the magic of Christmas and to be involved. And it's really hard when you have a six-year-old and you just want to go and take them to see Santa, but it's overwhelming to them. And then you have this meltdown. So what they actually ended up doing was this year from 2 to 4 p.m., They are having a sensory-friendly and calm environment event for the special needs only. So it won't have all the music and all the stuff like so loud in the background. It won't be as busy.
Right.
It'll be really catered to these little ones having the opportunity to meet Santa and do crafts and have a snack and get the gift from Santa and all of that sort of thing, but in a much calmer environment that they can handle. So moms and dads, I encourage you to support them. For the regular community event for everybody, it's from 6 to 8. So you've got the 2 to 4 for sensory friendly and 6 to 8 for the regular community event. And they are partnered with Toys for Tots, so they're giving one free toy for every child at the event. You know, my church is sponsoring like the Angel Tree sort of thing.
Nice.
And they're doing it for men and women in shelters. Men who are on sort of like a teen challenge situation, but it's a different men's home. You know, these little ones get lost in the shuffle of drug addiction or mental illness when their parents are suffering. And Christmas is just, for me, it's about Christ and his birth, but it's a very magical time. And I just love anybody who is taking the time as an adult to look back and say, let's do this for the little ones and let's put them ahead of the craziness right now and just let them enjoy, you know, reindeer games and face painting and getting a gift and letting them know that they're not forgotten, even if their parents are working to get healthy to be with them hopefully next year or whatever. But
right.
So there's a lot of events going around, of course, this time of year. But this Letters to Santa Light Up Night in New Kensington, Saturday, November 29th, sensory friendly 2 to 4. Regular community event is 6 to 8. And it's at the Roy Hunt Gymnasium on Alcoa Drive in Arnold. So if you guys could go and support or do anything to look them up online and offer your support, that would be great.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact. Okay, we got about 2 minutes to the break, and we're gonna really start to get into the deep dive next segment. But I want you to talk about your workshop coming up.
Okay, so this Monday, 12:30 at the office in New Kensington, I am hosting the monthly workshop, the seminar where I go through regenerative medicine kind of from start to finish to give you all the anecdotal information, some scientific information, some clinical information. And then it also gives you the opportunity to meet with me and Dr. Festa face to face. Interact in a way that you can get your particular questions answered. I think you and I have been on the radio here for 6 or 7 years now.
Long time.
And I always get to meet people who are like, oh, what's he like? And all that sort of thing. But for you guys to actually say, okay, I've been listening to this woman for so long now, come to the office and actually ask questions without any obligation to go through with any services. It is for information. It's my chance to get to teach you a lot more so that you have your questions and answers. What is regenerative medicine? How does it work? What do we really do? What are your options in particular? And of course, if you are traveling, I have a lot of people that travel from across the state and all that sort of thing, but you could ask to have an exam or a consult done the same day, either before or after the seminar. We have patient hours available to you. If you have heard me enough and you're like, no, I just want the consult, Doc, I know, will always excuse himself out of the seminar and go ahead and do a consult during the seminar because he doesn't need to speak, but he's there just in case something more comes up and you want to ask him. So that's this Monday, the 17th, I believe it is, at 12:30 at our office. So I'd love for you guys to come and join me. Also, real quick, if anybody feels like they have a group that they would like me to come and speak to, I did a talk at Il Pizzaiolo. I'm afraid I say that wrong, but out in Mount Lebanon, one of our patients successfully did her shoulder and she is in her 70s and she's in a golf league and all of that. And her friends found out. And now I understand that my mother would not drive from Leechburg to the South Hills by herself. So I get it. And I ended up going and getting to speak to 13 of her friends. And I just hosted a luncheon. They ate while I talked. So if that is something that you guys would be interested in, and if you could get a group of your friends, maybe 10 or so, I would be willing to come to your town or to your event and give you the whole rundown as well.
She's good at what she does, and you're going to hear even more on the other side. But if you want to call and let them know you're coming to the workshop or you need anything, you can call and leave your number right now at 724-335-5210. Again, first, last name, telephone number, and they can reach you during business hours during the week, 724-335-5210, 706 Stevenson Boulevard in New Kent. She is Jessica Festa. This is the Optilux Wellness Center Hour on KDK. Back with more in a moment.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back. Jessica Festa is here. So we're just going to kind of refresh everyone's memory. It's been about a month since she's been here. She will be back again December 20th for the final show of the year. But today we're going to kind of go through the step-by-step process. So it's all about regenerative cellular therapy, stem cells, PRP treatments, platelet-rich plasma. We'll get into all of that. So when you say stem cells, here's the big question. Where do these stem cells come from?
Okay, well, that's very easy. They come from a stem cell bank, which gets them from mothers donating the umbilical cord after a live cesarean birth. So there are no abortions involved. Baby's okay. Mommy's okay. Everybody's been tested to make sure that there's no disease or anything of that sort involved. And it's pre-planned. And so it's an organ donation. The cord is taken once the baby is out and disconnected from the cord. There are large numbers of these mesenchymal stem cells, plus what's called the matrix, which are all of these growth factors and proteins and cytokines and all the good stuff that just finished making this little bitty human in 9 months' time. There are actually leftovers to that process. So if you don't let your cord drain completely into the baby, then a stem cell bank may have the option with you donating the cord. It is pre-planned, so it's not something like in the moment you could say, oh, give that to a stem cell bank, because you have to be tested and that sort of thing. But then the bank takes that cord, and there's a lining called Wharton's jelly, and these mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix are all through that. And so they process it, they put it in little tubes, and you come in with a degenerated joint of some sort, or maybe a head injury, maybe Parkinson's, maybe Alzheimer's, maybe concussions, maybe migraines, chronic sinus issues, neuropathy, neuralgia, heart and lung capacity situations, be it COPD, maybe it's heart disease. And we're able to use these particular cells in different quantities to then give back to you the opportunity for you to heal. These cells only know how to build tissue. Like I said, they just finished building a whole human from zero to squawker in 9 months, while these cells are able to rebuild you as well. One of the things that I got asked at the South Hill seminar this past week was, how do you get like typed for this thing? Well, with mesenchymal stem cells, they're what's called immunoprivileged. You don't have, there's no blood involved. So these are cells that can be passed from person to person without any blood typing. Now, the PRP, that is your blood. Right. We have to keep your blood with you. That, of course, is a blood product, and we can't switch that from person to person. But when it comes to the gold standard, the biggest thing in regenerative medicine is mesenchymal stem cells and the matrix together, which is why we don't do the drill into your hip and pull out your bone marrow. There are several very specific reasons why we don't do it that way. One, it comes independent then from the matrix because it was just in your bone marrow. That matrix is available in that umbilical cord. And so whenever you have those two components together, the mesenchymal stem cells and the matrix, they're really powerful. It's really like giving your plant Miracle-Grow. It is different. It behaves differently. It multiplies differently because of the age of the cell, mm-hmm. those newborn cells will duplicate, will double every 24 hours. Whereas if I would pull out bone marrow of yours, your cells are older, they're a little bit more sluggish, and they only replicate at a rate of every 60 hours typically. Now, I don't want to take away from what you already have, because you're already the way you are.
Right.
And say your knees are bum, right? And a lot of people are doing it that way to do their knees in particular. But you didn't gain any healing power. You moved it around, yes, into a specific spot. But what happens when I give you 10 million or 20 million cells and they double tomorrow to be 40 million? And then the next day you've got 80 million. And the next day you've got 160 million and so on and so on. For up to a year.
You know, I was thinking about you and Dr. Ron the other day, because I was thinking about sports in general and, you know, different eras and how some athletes got on the wrong side of things because of using performance-enhancing drugs to try to heal, right? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if this was back during that era in baseball, 20 years ago, if they had this, the natural, holistic alternative? Mm-hmm. Because they just want to compete. They want to be pain-free. They want to heal.
Right.
What you could have done. And if there's any athlete out there wondering, mm-hmm. how do I stay stronger? How do I, you know, remain, you know, strong and have all the things that I need to be able to compete?
This is how you do it.
That's how you do it, Jess. That's how
this
you do it.
This is the perfect anti-aging mechanism, because you're actually rebuilding tissue that broke down in the process of you aging, whether it was an injury, whether it was a sports repetitive nature. We see so many baseball people with shoulder and elbow issues. And this is a quick, easy process for them to stay on the field, to not get put on, you know, injured reserve or any of that and lose momentum. This is something that there's no downtime, there's no drug, there's no surgery, there's no sedative. You can drive yourself in, you get an injection, and you drive yourself home. You don't have to take days off of work. I have waitresses from Eaton Park who have come in the morning. We have 8 to 10 a.m. appointments some days.
Right.
She came in at 8 a.m., got both of her hips injected with PRP. She couldn't sleep. She could hardly walk, but she has to support herself. And she's a waitress at Eaton Park. I think she's been there as long as I've known about Eaton Park. I feel like this lady has been there. She went to her shift at 9 a.m., worked for 16 hours.
Fantastic.
Came in like, I guess that was a Tuesday morning. She came in, I saw her on Thursday, and she said, I have been sleeping so good. She said, by the time noon rolled around, I had no pain in my hips. And she went to work. It's not like she went home and laid down. So I just, for athletes, our student athletes, my daughter, she rolled her ankle right before Whippeels. By the way, congratulations, Fox Chapel Field Hockey. They won Whippeels this year.
Nice.
My daughter is part of that team. But she rolled her ankle. And I can tell you that 15-year-old is getting PRP in her ankle.
All right. Good stuff, Jessica. Don't forget that workshop coming up Monday. They just want to know if you're coming. It's absolutely free at 1230, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. First and last name and a working number. They can reach you if necessary. 724-335-5210. It's 706 Stevenson Boulevard, Optilux Wellness Center. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about, are these stem cells approved from the FDA? We're going to talk more about platelet-rich plasma. We're going to be talking about various studies and also who actually does the procedures, all of that and more. But we want to get you out of pain. We want to end the year on a positive note, and no one will get it done better than Dr. Ron and Jessica at the Optilux Wellness Center. Let us help you. We'll be back with more after the news, which is minutes away on KDKA.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Optilux Wellness Center.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back. Jessica Festi is here, the Optilux Wellness Center. A couple of more segments left, so we're going to get right back to it. So we talked about those stem cells in our last segment, and I know everybody right away, is this stuff approved by the FDA?
Oh,
so is it approved?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't look good in orange. I am not going to jail for your knees to feel better. I say that all the time. But yes, everything that we do is FDA approved. And, you know, regenerative medicine has actually been around about 50 years. This is not new science. This is not pseudoscience. This is very well documented, very well researched. You can go to PubMed.com and find all sorts of studies about stem cell therapies and that sort of thing. And the way that we're doing it in our office, because we're doing it in joints for muscle tears, for meniscal tears, for ACL tears, all of those sorts of things, that's the easiest parts of regenerative medicine. They're at the point now where they're growing actual organs in petri dishes. So I'm hoping within our lifetime, people will not have to die because they can't find an organ donator. And, you know, that's the advanced stuff. Mayo Clinic, Harvard, all of the major, major schools are way invested in stem cell research. So for me to be able to offer it to my community and say, listen, I know that we all take it for granted that, oh, my knees just, I'm at the age, my knees hurt and my hips hurt and getting up out of the recliner is now a negotiation with gravity. That doesn't actually need to be the case. And when you come from my way of thinking and my way of life, that is just something that we have to go towards.
Right.
You know, I'm never going to settle in to being creaky ever because I know what regenerative medicine can do. And that's what I want our community to understand as well. Regenerative medicine honestly offers you the opportunity to take back time. You know, if you can take a joint, say you guys woke up this morning and you are negotiating with your hip or your back or your knees this morning to get you going. And you're sitting there listening to me and you're having a cup of coffee. Maybe you're on your second cup and you're just thinking, what can I do today? I wanted to get the grass cut one more time, but this knee is bugging me. I'm going to take an Aleve and see if in a couple hours before the rain comes in, if I can get through that. That's you negotiating. And
you realize there are people that take anti-inflammatories every day.
It's their breakfast.
A couple of times a day.
And I have to tell you guys, that is actually speeding up the degenerative processes going on in your body. So you're numb while you're killing yourself. And don't kid yourself that these NSAIDs, just because you can walk into Walmart and pick it off the shelf without a script, it's not safer. Your body still is reacting to this thing. Mm-hmm. And it's temporary. It's a temporary fix. It's just like any other drug. You can be a drug addict of many different levels. You can have an addiction on many different levels. And we know that. People get their hands on Oxy. It becomes a real problem. At any age, you can become an addict. And 1 in 3 seniors are being prescribed these drugs that are on the same level as cocaine and heroin on these drug scales. And I just don't want people driving around. First of all, my son, who just turned 18, don't start crying again, but he is on the road. My little girl is about to turn 16 and she is going to be on the road. And if you are on cholesterol medication, high blood pressure medication, painkillers, you are dangerous to my kid. And I'm going to take that super personal because I'm the mama bear and I want not my kid's world to be perfectly padded, but I want it to be safe for them. And when you're running around on painkillers, you are not yourself. Let me introduce yourself to the you of 10 years ago. You want to get re-familiar with that person? You go to your class reunion and you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in 10 years. Look how much you changed, right? Well, how much did you change in 10 years? Did you like the person from 10 years ago and the way that they got up out of the chair or the way that they cut the grass or they went bowling or they played maybe pickleball was on your list or you golfed? I can pretty much take you back there if you're willing to invest the time and the resources to put these cells back into your body and allow your body to regrow tissue that has broken down. Your body's always trying to heal itself. Does it have the supplies to heal itself? If you're aging and you're creaking, probably not. Your body is saving those supplies for your major organs to keep you alive, not to keep you comfortable. I want you to do both. I want you to live longer, but I want you to do it comfortably, and I want you to do it as healthily as possible with as little medication and certainly without surgery. So that's our aim every day. And these cells give us the opportunity to do that for you.
All right. Tell them about the workshop, please.
So this Monday coming up, the 17th, 12:30 at our office in New Kensington, I will do like a PowerPoint presentation to kind of keep me on course a little bit more. But that way I can present this information to you from a start to finish standpoint and answer some of your particular questions. So that's always a fun time for me because I get to see people come in who have listened to us here on the radio. They've taken the leap. They've made the call. They told me they're coming. They actually show up. And then that light goes off. So don't worry if you don't know anything about regenerative medicine. It's one of the first questions I typically ask. And very few people in the room know more than what they've heard here on this show.
Listen, you got to make it a point. You will be pleasantly surprised, and I think you're going to feel very comfortable, and they're going to educate you, and then you're going to take that leap of faith, and you're going to be out of that pain. 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. They're located a short drive from anywhere, New Kensington, 706 Stevenson Boulevard. All right, we're going to come back, talk PRP treatment. This is something that is affordable and a solution of epic proportion. We'll get to that in a moment. But where do you see this whole industry 10, 15, 20 years down the road when your children are in their 30s? Where do you see this whole industry headed?
Well, I am hoping to hand my practices over to my children. So I'm just letting them be teenagers for right now. But in 15 to 20 years, here's the honest to God's truth. We may have different protocols, perhaps, that it says, okay, let's do this amount of times with this many cells to get this kind of thing. But you don't change these cells. These cells have been here since the beginning of man. And so the fact that science caught up and found them and realized their power, now that was the hard part. The easy part is continuing to give it to the humans here in better ways, maybe more cost-effective ways. Maybe that'll be the case. I don't know. It's not very expensive now, but the outcomes are going to be pretty darn similar, to be honest with you, because these cells rebuild tissue. So there's no new trick to teach them. They just do what nature already programmed to do. And once you have a surplus of them in your system, now your body will regenerate tissue at rates that it will never do it again, because you will not have that surplus on your own ever again.
See, and I also think, and you obviously you're the brain trust, but if you would even do this for routine maintenance, like a tune-up at my age, it's got to prevent injury too.
I now have two couples who have done this for 3 years in a row, given themselves full body protocols. I guess Doc and I would be the fourth, but we know the power of this, and I am trying to do it every 6 months that I give myself an allotment of these cells, because I'm still cycling. I'm still aging. I get up every day just like you do, and every breath you take means that you are aging, period. And so if you can give yourself cells and use PRP to just keep yourself going, you know that eventually, we always say, oh, around 40, man, the whole cart crashed and I woke up one day and hurt myself in my sleep. You all know that this is coming. This is not a secret. But here's the secret. You can hold it off and you can actually ward it off altogether if you continue giving your body what it needs to regenerate and heal itself while you sleep. That is the truth of the matter. It's just once you stop having the components to heal yourself, you quit healing and you break down and you degenerate. So take regenerative measures on the regular basis. You won't degenerate at that rate of speed that you would otherwise expect.
Listen, here's the other thing. You know, a lot of people say, boy, they look really good. If somebody looks really good, and they're the same age you are, and we all know who we are when we look in the mirror.
Yeah.
More times than not, they're doing something. And if you can do something to stop it or reverse it, this is the most holistic and natural way to do it. If you want to feel better, look younger, be more active, be pain-free, this is what you need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Like for me, I have a girl who has a beautiful practice, and she does a lot of like the injections, right? The Botox is in the, all those kind of things. But I'm so proud of her because I have watched her over the last few years. And yes, of course I am, am going into conversations with her about her bringing her skill set to my office because I trained people and then they moved across the state, so I lost them. But to actually use PRP as a filler instead of Botox. So when you are doing a blood draw from you and we spin that in a centrifuge, the blood separates into a few layers. One of those layers is this platelet-rich plasma. That offers you a lot of healing potential in a condensed form.
And we're going to talk about that right after the break. Here again is that number to be a part of that workshop. It's free, but let them know you're coming. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. Jessica Festa, her and Dr. Ron, the Optilus Wellness Center.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, here we go. Final segment with Jessica. It's a very short segment. So I want to make sure that we talk about, I believe, one of the most important things that you can do. It'll save you money and it will get you out of pain. Mm-hmm. It is a real game changer. Let's talk about, we talked about the high end, the Cadillac, if you will, the stem cell regenerative cellular therapy. But this is economical and it works. It's PRP, platelet-rich plasma. Go ahead.
Okay, so I want to point out the fact, though, that the stem cell therapy and the platelet-rich plasma have two different roles. So yes, there is a cost difference, but there is also a performance difference.
Right.
So we could talk about the mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix and all that sort of thing. But then when you get into PRP, we're looking at a few $100s instead of a few $1,000s. It's still, neither one is out of reach for anybody. But the PRP is when I do a blood draw from you, we spin it, we take the product of that, and we inject it directly into your problem area, whether that be a knee, hip, shoulder, a muscle, an ankle, the feet for neuropathy and neuralgia. I'm doing a lot of hair restorations right now, a lot of PRP facials. PRP can regenerate soft tissue, whereas stem cells can regenerate bone tissue and neural tissue as well, plus any soft tissue. It's a different thing. It's a different animal, but focusing on that PRP, this has been a great product for everybody. So even if you would get like a knee, you want to rebuild your knee and you're having issues and we say it's bad enough that we're going to need to use stem cells, you also get PRP with that because it's such an important component. So for a lot of people, if you come in and you're at the aches and pains aspect, PRP is going to do great for you. If you have sprained your ankle like Cecilia, PRP is going to do great for you. All sorts of uses for it, for soft tissue injuries, for tears and that sort of thing. And we have now started adding exosomes into PRP. And different parts of the stem cell regimen are able to be added into your PRP because, to be honest, I'm needing you to be a good product in order to get a good result.
Right.
And some people have had poor diets or have had chemo or have had things that affected their blood. So just know that it's still an affordable option. It's still a super useful and effective option. But we can also plump it up a little bit if you don't have the best of blood coming in.
All right, now listen, what you need to do, you need to pick up the phone. You need to make the call. The workshop is coming up on Monday. It's free, 12:30, but you just got to go find out what they can do for you. There's no reason for you to be walking around in this kind of pain. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. She will be back with us December 20th, but the final minute is all yours.
Well, the final minute, I think I just want to encourage everybody. You are going into this. It's dark. We're not as active. Make sure that you're staying active through the winter and let us participate in that. You don't know what you don't know until you come and you talk to us and let me give you the information that's pertinent just specifically to you. You will not be the first, nor will you be the last person to come to us as your last ditch effort. I hear it every single day that, oh, I've been everywhere, I've done everything. But if you haven't done this and if you haven't talked to me, then there's still hope. And I love that we get to be the one that has the solution way more times than not. And so I just encourage people, continue believing in your ability to heal. And understand that it truly can be as simple as an injection into the right area with the right amount and the right type of cells in your body, who is always fighting for itself, will regenerate and you can be out of pain from here on out.
All right, here's that number again, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. I'll see you in a month.
Yes, okay.
All right, stay with us. News coming up next.
The preceding was paid for by Optilux Wellness Center. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.